You're listening to the MIAA Insider for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. The MIAA Insider is brought to you by Hasty Awards, the official awards provider of the MIAA, and also by Pitcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA. On this week's show, we talk to Brett Parker, the head coach of Fort Hays State Men's Soccer, and we also join Mike Gracie for another installment of the Commissioner's Corner, this week on the MIAA Insider. We start out with the Commissioner's Corner. We had a chance to catch up with Mike Gracie and talk to him about some of the league championships that are coming up here in 2017-18. All right, we're joined now by Commissioner Mike Gracie for the Commissioner's Corner. And Mike, we know the sights now for all the MIAA championships this season. Let's start by talking about the fall, you know, a chance to see women's soccer and volleyball on campus and really see some fantastic teams potentially in your hometown.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always a busy summer around the conference office as you try and finalize details regarding where our championships will be. And I think we've got a great lineup for 17-18. Some of the best campuses in the country in different sports and giving our student-athletes a chance to compete at campus sites. And then the neutral sites we'll talk about are iconic and historic And so it's a good time to be a student athlete at the MIAA, based on where you get to compete for championships. Volleyball, soccer, yeah, we'll be on campus sites, and you know, those are always tough sports in the MIAA, very competitive, and great facilities, and I'm sure again a first class student athlete experience.
And then, of course, we shift to the winter, and it all kind of kicks off with the National Football Championship in December right here in Kansas City. But then we'll be at Municipal Auditorium. We'll have the wrestling championship on campus and the bowling championship going up north this year to Wheaton, Illinois.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great honor for the MIAA to once again be host of the NCAA Division II National Football Championship at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. This will be our fourth year, and we've just signed a four-year extension. And again, you can't find a better venue for a national championship football game. It's the perfect size, perfect layout, great fan experience. So we're excited to be there. You can't say enough about Municipal Auditorium. The chance for our men's and women's basketball student athletes to hit the court in the same venue that's crowned so many NCAA national champions. Players like Wilt Chamberlain have competed for national championships there. Coaches like John Wooden have coached and won national championships there. You walk in the building, and it just feels like basketball. So that's always special. Wrestling, you know, we'll be at one of the top wrestling programs in the country, wherever it turns out that we're at for that campus site. And indoor track will be, I think, at Pitt State, Pittsburgh State, where they'll also be hosting the national championship. So. And that's the type of campus facilities that we have. We can compete or have our conference championships there, and then they're also in the running to host national championships because of the venues. So great winter cycle in store for MIAA student-athletes.
And then we move to spring. Golf, some great venues right here in Kansas City at a neutral site championship. In Lincoln, Nebraska, the chance for tennis student-athletes to play on a Division I campus. And then, of course, baseball will be hosted by Central Missouri, and softball going back to ASA Hall of Fame Stadium, which, if fans haven't had a chance to be there, it is a wonderful place to watch softball.
Yeah, once again, you know, an iconic site for the softball championship to allow our student athletes to compete for a conference softball championship in the same venue where the NCAA, you know, stages their Division I College World Series, the Division II championship's been there. It's a beautiful complex. USA Softball trains there. It's just the perfect place for us to conduct a conference championship for the MIAA. Tennis, yeah, we're very happy. We're going back to Nebraska. The Dillon Tennis Center on the campus at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln is one of the nicest tennis facilities in the country. It's a Big Ten facility, they didn't spare anything when they designed both the outdoor courts and the indoor facility. And last year, just watching our student athletes when they took the court and looking around and realizing how special it was for them to compete there. I'm excited about baseball. We'll be back in Warrensburg at Crane Stadium and their new all turf field, and it'll be a great venue for Division II baseball. I'd skipped over bowling. You mentioned bowling earlier, Josh, and yeah, it's kind of cool. We'll be having one of our national championships in a suburb of Chicago this year, and you know, remember last year when we had our first bowling championship, our conference champion was a different team than the school from our conference that won the national championship. So it tells you a little bit about the quality of bowling that we have in the MIAA. But the spring is setting up to just be a special time, and certainly the golf venues that we have here in Kansas City. First class, Swope Memorial, where the women will compete, also a very historic layout and site for golf. So as I mentioned to start, you know, I think we're very blessed, and our student athletes are certainly the benefactors of having these great facilities in our four state area to compete for national championships.
Now, obviously, as commissioner, you get a chance to go to these championships, you know, as part of your job. But let's take the commissioner hat off for a minute and put on the fan hat. When you're going to these different championships, what are some of the things that, as a fan of athletics, you're able to enjoy and that you would encourage our fans, you know, even if your team may not be playing, but it's nearby, to get out to a conference championship?
Well, the thing that is the best part of my job is the ability to hand a conference championship trophy to our winning teams, and that's always a thrill, and I look forward to all of those moments. For our fans, when they think about the opportunity to go and be so close to the action, watching NCAA Division II student athletes compete, and they can do that at all of our MIAA championships, very affordable, very family friendly environments, and close to the action. And, you know, when they're there, I want them to just really recognize how much fun our student athletes have competing for conference championships. Student athletes in Division II recognize that it's a privilege to be a student athlete. You know, not many of them are full ride. They are. A lot of them are scholarship student athletes, but they're partial scholarships. They're paying for school through student loans or summer employment or other academic awards, and they don't take anything for granted. And when they're at our conference championships, I can tell, and I know our fans can see it, when you watch them compete, they have a love for the sport. They're still having fun playing athletics, and that's what intercollegiate athletic sports is supposed to be about.
Now, Mike, I was sitting back watching TV the other night, and I was watching about the popularity of esports and how some excitement building in the nation. Can you tell us anything about esports?
Nothing official, but stay tuned, MIAA fans. I think there is a lot of interest by our member institutions in exploring esports and what that looks like. I know there our friends in the Peach Belt Conference have actually launched an esports conference schedule and conference tournament, and that'll take place this academic year. We promised our presidents that we'll come back to them with a report and some recommendations at their winter meeting in January, and and we look forward to seeing where that might take us. But, you know, we have to recognize that the interests that high school students and current college students have and the things that they like to do, how they like to spend their time, things are changing. And it requires us to be a little innovative in the types of things that we're offering as varsity sports. We have one institution, Southwest Baptist, that already classifies their esports program at the varsity level. And Josh, we were talking at lunch that, you know, they're going head to head with Mississippi State and Vanderbilt and other schools in competing as an NCAA esport school. So that's pretty cool at Southwest Baptist, and we just need to figure out if we can replicate that on other campuses and see about creating a conference event for esports student athletes.
Now, Mike, I know we're impartial, but as we thank you for joining us, really a great year for the MIAA. It always seems like it is, but when you look at the way it lines up, another great year.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Josh. I mean, I think we always talk about in the MIAA, you know, bring your A game, this idea that, you know, it's special to be in the MIAA. It takes a lot of effort and striving for excellence. That's what bring your A game means, and I think we've set that up for student athletes this year by the sites that have been selected to host these conference championships. So strap it up, buckle up, get ready for the ride. It should be a very fun season in the MIAA.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Josh.
In a very close MIAA men's soccer poll, Fort Hays State was picked atop the league in the preseason poll. We had a chance to catch up with their coach, Brett Parker, on MIAA Virtual Media Day.
We're here with Brett Parker, head men's soccer coach at Fort Hays State University. What are your initial thoughts on the upcoming season?
I think like everybody else in the country right now, we're excited to get started. It's been a long summer. We're away from the guys for a long time, so we're just excited to get everybody back for preseason, start training next week and kick things off. But we have bring back a lot of guys that have accomplished a lot in their careers, and I know they're hungry for more, so we're ready to get rolling.
Tigers are coming off another strong campaign, winning a record 14 matches, winning a regional title for the third straight year. What does your team need to do to take the next step and reach the Final Four?
I think the Final Four is probably the furthest thing from our minds right now. Is, you know, we're just excited to get through preseason. Our main focus right now is August 31st and the season opener against Rockers. But, you know, to get to the chance to have an opportunity to go to the Final Four, that's something we don't take for granted. We know that we've been, you know, lucky and worked hard over the years to get to that point. So it's so far off our minds right now, you know, to put ourselves in a position to have a chance to fight for a conference championship and be successful through the non-conference season. That's really our main focus right now.
You're returning 8 all-conference performers from a year ago and have added an impressive incoming class. How have you seen this group develop through the offseason, and what do you expect from them moving forward?
We had a great spring, guys stepping into new roles, some guys taking on some leadership roles, and so that was great. Great to see the team evolve. We feel like we have a group coming back that's very motivated, works very hard, have a great team chemistry. So we just want to continue that and see how they've progressed over the summer, whether they've been playing or whether they've been back home. So, and then, you know, integrate those guys with the new ones we have coming in. So we have a lot of challenges with that, but we're excited to see them and how they look in August.
Any goals for the team this season?
Certainly. I mean, you know, we'll take the season in stages. We want to be competitive in the non-conference. We probably play one of the more difficult non-conference schedules in the country. So, you know, first and foremost, we want to, you know, be successful through the non-conference. And, you know, then the MIAA is always our first goal, is being consistent throughout the MIAA season, which we haven't been able to do as a program. So, you know, we know doing that, being successful in the conference, is going to put us in a good position to make the postseason. So, you know, like I said, probably the main goal right now is the conference and trying to come out on top through the tough MIAA schedule.
Any additional thoughts moving into the new campaign?
No, we're just excited. Like I said, everybody, every coach probably says the same thing this time of year, but I know we're anxious. The guys, they're very anxious to get going. It's a hungry group, and I'm fortunate, excited to coach them again.
Thanks for joining us on the MIAA Insider, brought to you by Pitcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA, and also by Hasty Awards, the official awards provider of the MIAA.